Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Red Pill Ronin, and here's what he has to say. I've been going my own way since about 2017, and went full MGTOW monk about 1 year later. All my life I've been bouncing between the blue pill and the purple one. I spent over 10 years in the US military across two different branches, and I've seen a lot of guys get destroyed by women, or destroy themselves for women. I saw the light after my two failed marriages, followed by a painful long-term relationship breakup. I had a few flings for the sake of friends with benefits, but then I came across Howard Dare. His truth bombs were undeniable, and I immediately knew this knowledge was the key to my salvation. At the time, I was about $60,000 in debt after being involuntarily separated from my enlisted career, and also living with my mother. I really hit rock bottom, but instead of self-destructing, I decided to work on myself, by myself, and now I'm debt-free. I paid off my car notes, student loans, and maxed out credit cards, and I've even moved out of my mom's house. I would not have done so successfully without MGTOW. It saved my whole life. If it weren't for guys like Coltane, Thinking Ape, and of course you, Sandman, I'd still be a slave to Vajayjay. I almost fell back into old habits a couple of times, and found myself being used like a free Uber. That's when I would slow down, listen to some MGTOW content, and let my brain clear up. Within minutes, I would find a perfect way to ghost on those selfish thoughts. And like magic, I would discover more important things to do. Women are a waste of time, a fool's errand. Chasing them around is an exercise in futility. I say it's futile because you'll never really catch them in the conventional sense. The bitter truth is that it's women who catch the men. They use their seduction and guile to lure men into their clutches. The serotonin rush clouds a man's logical processes to such a degree that he cannot see the trappings that bind him. With each sexual encounter, a man unknowingly becomes burdened with another chain around his mind. She will keep adding chains and shackles until he breaks mentally and decides to marry her up. This is why guys are genuinely happy at their own marriages. They feel the mental weight of boyfriend bondage being lifted by the prospect of being a humble husband instead, but then soon realize they traded 100 pounds of chains and shackles for a straight-up prison. This donation has been a long time coming, Sandman, and I hope you continue your work to liberate the real victims of oppression in the postmodern world, men. On that note, I'd like to hear your opinions about the newly crowned King Chuck. I always had the strong belief that the Queen was secretly behind the feminization agenda. Everywhere her influence is felt, there was a vicious culture war being waged at the hands of women. We would see the clown world performance in Europe, Australia, and Canada. Then a few months later, we'd see the same clown car pull up in the US of A. The thing I remember the most about the Queen is that ghastly grin. To me, it looked sinister. I felt like Roddy Piper with a new pair of sunglasses. I knew I had to keep my mouth shut about it, or I might find myself burned alive in a twisted hunk of metal and rubber at the end of some lonely tunnel. Even if the fempocalypse went nuclear tomorrow, only us MGTOWs would survive. Whether we like it or not, we are mankind's only hope. Well, Ronin, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. And I hope you're here to kick ass and chew bubblegum. And I hope that you're all out of bubblegum. I'll get to your requests in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to MGTOW saving men's lives while feminists try and stop it, Clown World Show. First, let me give you a little update about the content creator Howard Dare. He's out of the Phoenix area and couldn't make any more money doing it. After all, MGTOW channels were demonetized back in 2018. He thanked me for showing him he could actually start a channel too, and I inspired him to do so. So Red Pill Ronin, or RPR for short, I indirectly red-pilled you in a way, and all that information probably saved you hundreds, if not thousands, maybe even millions of dollars throughout your lifetime, and untold emotional anguish. You're right that every time you have sex, your brain gets drained a little bit more through your schwing-schwang. All that matters then is love and the next fix. I think it was good that you fell back into your old habits and dated again, because it's a way to solidify the lessons that you learned. A lot of people don't understand the difference between knowledge and wisdom. People say read a book about a subject and you'll understand it, but it's different when you actually live it. It's like those people that say that if they were around in WW2 Germany, they would be against Mr. Mustache. Ironically, though, they'd probably be his greatest supporters. We're in the fourth turning, and it's the perfect example of people not knowing the difference between knowledge and wisdom. All the people that remember the Second World War are gone. So now we have to relearn the old lessons. Relearning them from a history book is not enough. Humans need to live through the horrors of war to fully grasp them and value peace. Humans that have had peace their entire lives also enjoy drama. War provides more drama than they can stomach. When it's finally over, they're done with it for the rest of their lives. And then they do everything they can to prevent it from happening ever again. In their lifetimes, of course. As for why MGTOW is mankind's only hope, if men go their own way en masse and reproduce only through surrogacy or artificial wombs, then we won't be spending most of the Earth's resources to attract and keep a wifey. Otherwise, the ecology of the Earth is going to get screwed over due to overconsumption. Today's Not So Mystery Link sort of ties into that. It's a video that artificial intelligence created the way it sees humanity evolving, and it thinks that cyborgs are going to take a female form, that humanity will be female robots first and eventually transgendered bots in the future. No one mentions in the video how the human race goes from male form first to the female one. Maybe AI thinks that humans will adopt female-looking robotic android bodies, or that women will take over and evolution is led by females instead of males. To me, that was the most disturbing part. Not the end part about evolving into weird shapes and lights, but instead how the dominant gender for evolution went from male to female cyborg, and then eventually to no gender at all. The reason I'm bringing this up is that MGTOW is a way to prevent the female cyborgs from taking over, before it's too late. Could the artificial intelligence that created the video know enough about male and female nature to predict a gender shift in the power in the future, as well as everything after? The last bit of evolution is kind of interesting. Pay close attention to the orange glowing ball at the end of the video. It kind of looks like those orbs that I've been seeing and interacting with over Lake Ontario. The orbs might actually not be spacecraft or probes, but might be actually some sort of beings so highly evolved that they don't need a physical body anymore. Those orbs are also known to land and then take on a physical form of a person, strange being, or sometimes animal. Maybe they can also travel through time and are actually us from the future. But enough of my metaphysical ramblings. As for the English royal family with King Charles signing documents in the process of taking over power as the new king, he was telling his servants to push things off the table. He should have told them in advance instead of doing it on camera and making himself look bad in the public eye. It made him out to be so out of touch with his subjects. The royal family has been obsessed with making its image good in public. They spent years after Diana's death working on it, and he jeopardizes the whole thing with his antics. As for QE2 and her fake smile, she had to basically put it on her entire life because it was expected of her, and not because she's some sort of crazy lizard person that's wearing a human suit. As for the feminization agenda, in a way she is partially responsible. The advanced countries that have had the least issues with feminism are the ones that were the least Christian in the past. Places like Japan have no issue with feminism, because they aren't a Christian nation, or used to be. But South Korea is, and that's why I think feminism took up root there. You can see the same in Brazil these days, as well as Canada and Australia. I don't think she's responsible for Christianity declining and leading to the rise of feminism. Nietzsche wrote about the collapse of Christianity centuries ago. As for the feminization of the male population, there's a lot of factors going on there. The estrogen-like substances in our plastic pollution. Corporations using plastic instead of glass to save on shipping and material costs. That's not a conspiracy. Just greedy business people trying to save money while sacrificing the health of males. Then there's also the effect of watching television and screens on testosterone levels. The Queen didn't invent television. It was invented by Philo Farnsworth, a Mormon, back in the early 20th century. The feminization of men is also happening because of people being overweight. It wasn't the queen that shoved government cheese into people's mouths. It was their own lack of discipline and self-control. You could argue that she's behind the conspiracy of processed food. But in Britain, it's not as bad as America. Industrial farming, television, plastics, the decline of Christianity all contribute to the collapsing masculinity out there. Living a good and easy life, too, without challenges, makes men weak. Is the Queen responsible for all of that and more? I don't think so. I think you're reading more into this issue than it's actually really there. Now, is she responsible for getting Epsteined to protect her son, Prince Andrew? Well, that's certainly a possibility. I think it's also pretty telling that you've done a good job keeping your dirty laundry out of the public eye, when the only bad thing someone can say about you is that you have a fake and scary smile. Maybe I'm just used to seeing it for so long in Canada that I take it for granted. After all, the Queen has been on Canada's $20 bill forever. It's going to be weird seeing Chuck on her money. Next time I ask someone for our money and Charles is on our green 20s, I'll ask, can you please give me 20 Chucks? I'm sure that at first they'll get confused, but eventually realize that Chuck is the short form for Charles. And I'll get some chuckles out of it. Get it? Chuckles. As for MGTOW, even if the female cyborgs take over in the future, at least in the long run, gender disappears. Which I'm all for anyway, as we become beings of light, it seems. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Red Pill Ronin for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that MGTOW has the power to smash down the doors of inequality between the sexes for the first time in history. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the world where mankind turns into a female or transgendered cyborg with tranny transistors away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.